USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, says he will not vote with his party for the latest overhaul of U.S. election law in at least a generation. The move virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. Senator Manchin wrote in the Charleston Gazette Mail that voting and election reform that is done in a partisan manner will all but ensure partisan divisions continue to deepen. Democrats will start preparing the infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor on Wednesday with or without Republican support. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union pressed Republicans into action.
Without putting a specific date on it, you noted they talked on Friday, they're going to talk on Monday. The thing is, it's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further.
The Biden administration rejected Republicans' latest offer of over $300 billion in new spending on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.